Michael stood in the doorway of the screening room and studied the two giants kneeling over film cans in the corner. They looked like Vikings ransacking a wine cellar, but their laughter was so intense and so intimate that an outsider might have come to the erroneous conclusion that they were still lovers. Rock held up a film can so Ned could read the label. "What about this one?" "I don't know," answered the nurseryman. "I kind of doubt it." The movie star smiled ruefully. "Me too. I screened it for some teeny boppers the other day, and they were all in hysterics by the time we got to the hay fork scene." "You were great in the hay fork scene." "My lats were great in the hay fork scene." "Fucking A, and they'll appreciate that. Play to your audience, man." Ned rapped Rock's chest with the back of his hand. "Well," said Rock, "maybe it'll keep him out of the bushes. Mr. Shigeta will have my ass if his begonias get crushed." "Where did they come from, anyway?" Ned shrugged. "Santa Monica Boulevard, for all I know. Guido said that Charles told them that Les thought it would be a hot idea." "And God knows," laughed Rock, "Les can round him up quicker than selective service." Ned laughed with him. "My friend Michael is out there somewhere." Michael saw an entrance and raised his hand. "Present and accounted for." Two heads turned instantly in Michael's direction. Both of them smiled at him. Michael stepped forward hastily and extended his hand. "I'm Michael Tolliver," he said. "This is a great party." "Yeah? Well, I don't know anybody, of course, but..." "Here's a handy guideline," grinned Rock. "The blondes are all named Scott. The brunettes are all named Grant. Now you know everybody, except me. I'm Rock." Michael nodded. The suspense wasn't killing me. Rock looked at Ned. "You two aren't married, huh?" "No way," said the nurseryman, winking at Michael. "He needs a lover," Rock told Michael. "Find a lover for him, will you?" "He turns them away every week," said Michael. "Is that right?" asked Rock. Ned shrugged. "I like being single. Lots of people like being single. Michael likes being single." He looked to his friend for confirmation of this fact. "He likes being a slut," said Michael. Rock roared, then crooked his arm around Ned's head and kissed his naked scalp. "I love this slut," he said. "Hey, how about a house tour, you guys?" "I think I'll pass," said Ned. "Hot date?" asked Rock. Ned nodded, smiling. "Somebody named Scott." The matinee idol turned to Michael. "What about you?" "Sure," said Michael. "I'm game."